What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
No tariffs on my cocoa, baby. You got to give me tariff cocoa freedom. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And in case you missed it earlier today, big announcement. Our next Politics and Pints event. I'm really super excited for this one. So Giano Caldwell is our rock star at Fox News. And, you know, I met him a few times. I was on Jimmy Fallon's show, got to know him. And we talked about his new book that came out. And I said, hey, man, we'd love to host you in Philly for a book event. And he was excited. So we will be together with Giano Caldwell. And this is going to happen very, very soon. Thursday, July 31st, 7:30 p.m. The Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Easy to get to from Jersey, too. So I know somebody, people say, why don't you have any events in Jersey? It's not far from Jersey. It's really easy to get to. So it's easy to get to from everywhere. And all you got to do is go to 1210wphg.com and get your ticket. You'll get a signed copy of his book. The book is called The Day My Brother Was Murdered. We'll have a great conversation with it. President Trump endorsed Giano's book, calling it a must-read book. He's a great guy. He's got a great story to tell. And his foundation, which he set up after his brother was murdered to deal with crime. The guy's like a real-life Batman, you know, fighting criminals. So that is Thursday, July 31st, 7:30 p.m., and I want to see you there for our next Talk Radio 1210 WPHT Politics and Pints. The VIP will begin at 6 p.m. Okay? Wonderful. Speaking of Superman, well, Batman, but Superman, I saw the movie last night. I saw it with my daughter, Claire. My only criticism in the movie is that there was a little too much cursing. I mean, like nothing bad, like the S word. But when you're watching it with little kids, you don't want them repeating that stuff. So obviously. Otherwise, it was not, you know, this generated manufactured controversy, which the left put out there trying to suggest that this was some sort of a anti-Trump, pro-illegal immigration movie or something. It's all nonsense, pure nonsense. There's no message like that in any way, shape, or form. Got a great adoption backstory to it, which is part of the reason why Superman's very, we love Superman in this house, obviously. And I think you'll like the little adoption story that goes along with it. I don't want to give any spoilers to the movie because I hate that. And it's not officially out till Friday. We went to an early screening yesterday, but I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm not going to give too many details until you get a chance to see it, other than to tell you that this whole MAGA backlash that this idiot reporter from Variety claimed is all a lie. So this guy, Nathan Fillon, first of all, I've not heard anyone from MAGA complain that Superman is an immigrant. First of all, I don't think they use the term in the movie. I mean, he's an alien. He comes from another planet. He comes from Krypton, or Krypton, as Marlon Brando says it in the original movie. By the way, just going into this, just please know this. There will never be, ever, a movie that beats the original Superman the movie with Christopher Reeve, written by Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather. Nothing is ever, ever going to even come close to that. No, nothing's going to ever beat it. Christopher Reeve, Margot Kidder, Gene Hackman, Ned Beatty. I mean, it's the GOAT of all time. So you have to know that before you go in to see it, obviously. All right. So because if you go in there expecting, hey, maybe this movie will be as good as Christopher Reeve, you're going to be let down. So manage your expectations. But the idea of Superman being from another planet, that he's an alien, has always been something that since Superman was created as an American hero, truth, justice, and the American way. They don't say that in this movie. They've dropped that a long time ago. They didn't say it in Superman Returns in 2006, the Man of Steel reboot in 2013. They didn't say it now. And I get it. They got to sell tickets to audiences across the world. There are a lot of American flags in it, though. And it's very obvious this is an American superhero. So I will say that. And there's no America bashing, and there's nothing about, oh, we should feel sorry for the immigrants or anything like that. He's dealing with his own intrapersonal struggle of being an alien who was raised by human beings, adopted by this wonderful couple in Kansas, and just trying to deal with all that. And Lex Luthor is trying to get the world to turn against him because he's not from here. But that's not a political message. If there's any political message in the movie, it's that you really got to be, don't trust the military-industrial complex. All right? Don't trust the military-industrial complex. That much I can tell you without any spoilers. So if you like me, can't stand the military-industrial complex and think that everything you do is motivated by greed and profit, then you'll appreciate this. But here's one of this idiot Variety reporter, Nathan Fillion, manufactured this outrage that's not out there. There's no outrage. Nobody was saying, oh my God, I'm not going to go see Superman because he's an immigrant. He's an alien from another freaking planet. Anyway, listen to this clip. And one of the, I think one of the actors responds to it.
James has said that Superman is an immigrant story, that it is political. MAGA today was getting a little upset that he called Superman an immigrant. I wanted to get your reaction.
somebody needs a hug. It's just a movie, guys. It's just a movie.
There's no MAGA outrage. It's not a story about immigrants. It's not a pro-illegal immigration movie. This is exactly what I mean. This is a jackass reporter. And the reason why I'm saying this, the reason why I'm doing this segment is because it's important to know how the media operates, right? So this guy from Variety, the publication nobody cares about, nobody hears about, creates this fake controversy in order to generate clicks. And he goes up to the brother of the director, James Gunn, who's an actor named Sean Gunn, who I don't think is particularly that bright. And he goes up to him and he says that there's this outrage and this controversy. And as everybody was saying, what MAGA backlash? Like nobody, I mean, if anything, the Babylon Bee put out a very, very funny meme today that said, James Gunn releases film about the importance of accepting morally upstanding white immigrants who speak perfect English. Like, if that's what you want to make it out to be, if that's your pro-immigration stance, then really? That's the point. It's not about that. Nothing about that. But this reporter who clearly hates Trump wants to try to infuse some politics into this, wants to try to throw dynamite on this for no reason whatsoever. And now that I've seen the movie, I can tell you there's no reason whatsoever for him to even ask this question. Go ahead.
Your boss, your brother, talked about Superman being an immigrant. And now MAGA is already upset that he's called Superman an immigrant. I wanted to get your reaction.
You know, my reaction to that is that it is exactly what the movie is about, I think. That, like, we support our people, you know? We love our immigrants. We love, yes, Superman is an immigrant. And yes, the people that we support in this country are immigrants. And if you don't like that, then you're not American. People who say no to immigrants are against the American way. They're against what the American dream is all about.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Absolutely.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Very well. None of us are against immigrants. None of us. No one. Zero. Did you hear the word illegal in there? Not one time, right? Not one time. My grandfather is an immigrant from Italy. Do people want me to go back to Italy? Is that a thing? Did I miss that? We're talking about illegal immigrants is what we're talking about here. My point is, this is a manufactured BS controversy by a loser reporter to try to generate some clicks. And I got to hand it to it could have been easy for DC and for the Superman people to fall for it and be like, MAGA? Oh, those idiots. But they didn't. And good for them, because this guy was trying to bait them with nonsense. But it's an important lesson in how the media works and how the media operates and how the media comes up with these fugazi stories. It's like the time when I remember a few years ago there was that song Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Remember that? And then there was a cover by Luke Combs. And Luke Combs did this amazing cover for it. People loved it. And then all these stories were written about how it was racist. And he's a straight white man. And how can a straight white man sing a song that was written by and sang and performed by a black lesbian woman? And there was all this manufactured controversy. And then Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman performed on stage together the song Fast Car. And a beautiful, beautiful duo. And I read at the time the Washington Post article about that fake controversy, in which case they were like, people are outraged that a straight white man is singing this song written by a black lesbian woman. And people are like, who's outraged? She wasn't. Her song was making her money even when Luke Combs was singing it. And to prove that she wasn't outraged, they got on stage and sang it together. But this is the issue of the time in which we live, which is that there are people out there that are constantly trying to throw dynamite and start these fugazi cultural battles. And in many ways, they do it because they want to distract us from the real story and the real issues. And I think that that's something that is also part of their strategy. You know what I mean? Get us to fight over nonsense. And then we ignore the real stuff that goes on. And they're very, very good about it, doing it. They're effective at it. All right, as we continue along here, the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I'll tell you what the president said earlier today regarding the announcement by the Department of Justice that they are going after two people who, in my opinion, 100% deserve to be investigated, James Comey and John Brennan. All that straight ahead as we continue our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The new John Fetterman. That's right. The new John Fetterman. Or is he the same John Fetterman? Either way, he's saying the right things when it comes to protecting ICE agents. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Here's the reality. Doxing ICE agents, something that the left, Democrat lawmakers, all these other people are trying to do right now, it puts their lives in danger. It absolutely 100%. 100% is criminal and immoral, and it needs to stop. Absolutely. We had some ICE agents come under attack, and we absolutely have to protect them. I mean, this is just basic common sense. I said yesterday on America's Newsroom, shameless plug, I'm the son of a cop, and you know, the idea that you're going to give out the addresses of these people when they're going after cartel gang members and drug dealers and... I brought up this movie, End of Watch, with Jake Gyllenhaal that was made in like 2013, I think it was. And it's about these two LAPD officers who go after members of one of the cartels. And the cartels end up killing them because they're a threat to the cartel. I mean, this is what cops have to deal with. This is the reality. This is why in Mexico you see the police officers wear masks. But wearing a mask does not change due process. Due process happens in court. It's also the analogy I gave yesterday was Donnie Brasco. Remember the movie Donnie Brasco, a real life story about an FBI agent who infiltrated the mafia in New York? Played by Al Pacino. Well, Al Pacino played one of the guys. Johnny Depp played Donnie Brasco, but Al Pacino played, what was his name, Muggsy or something? Great movie. Great movie. Lefty. Lefty, that's right. He played Lefty. Was the actor, but or the mafioso? Anyway, so whether it's a cop undercover like Donnie Brasco, an officer wearing a mask, it doesn't change due process. Due process happens in court, and yet the left now, the Atlantic, Axios, Democrat, officials coming out and turning around and saying, take off these masks. We want to expose these ICE agents. And as a response now, you have ICE agents who were attacked, one of them who was shot in the neck, and thank God he's going to be okay. He's going to live. The president was asked about this today by Peter Doocy and Count Grantangelo Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band and others who are calling for these ICE agents to have to show their faces so that they can be doxxed and that people can know who they are. This is the response here.
And on one other subject, two Democratic senators now, Cory Booker and Alex Padilla, have a new bill out. They want to require CBP and ICE officers to have legible IDs, and they don't want CBP or ICE officers covering their faces. Would you ever sign that?
Well, they wouldn't be saying that if they didn't hate our country. And they obviously do. I'm surprised that they would do it, knowing a little bit about them. I don't know them well. But these officers are doing a tremendous job. They're great patriots. If you expose them because of, you know, statements like have been made by Democrats and others on the left, usually, mostly, I think probably exclusively, you put them in great danger, tremendous danger. And it's sort of funny when people picket in front of Columbia, in front of Harvard, and they have masks on, more than masks. I mean, you can't see anything. Nobody complains about that. But when a patriot who works for ICE or Border Patrol puts a mask on so that they won't recognize him and his family, so they can lead a little bit of a normal life after having worked so hard and so dangerously, there's a problem with that. So they have their, this is why this is the problem with the Democrats. They have a lot of bad things going on in their heads. They've really become very, they've lost their confidence, number one, and they've become somewhat deranged. I want to do whatever's necessary to protect our great law enforcement people, and they are right at the top of the list.
He was asked the question, too, what should the penalty be for people that attack these officers?
And what do you think the penalty should be for these people who are, if they are found guilty, for people
very
who
stiff.
Shoot at ICE officers?
Very, very stiff. Very stiff. A long time in jail. A long time. And one got hit yesterday in the neck. And he fortunately is going to be okay. But he got hit yesterday in the neck. No good.
And what do you think the penalty should be
for these? And then, so this was the exchange with John Fetterman, where he reads a piece. Well, actually, before I get to that, Doocy asked the president, you know, is there a real threat here of this now of a leftist militia targeting ICE, targeting Customs and Border Patrol agents? And look, I mean, I don't know if it's a leftist militia. I know there's leftist kooks out there. There's nut jobs out there. This is what happens when you call ICE agents Nazis and the Gestapo and you say all these horrible things about these people. You're going to activate lunatics who think they're taking out the people that are bringing about the next Third Reich. This is why I keep saying it's fine to have heated political discourse, but you got to cut it out with the Nazi comparisons. Because unhinged people think they're doing the right thing by history by taking out Hitler and his agents. So have all the heated political fights you want, but stop calling these are just moms and dads, men and women who are just going to work, doing a job. By the way, that enforcing a law that Congress passed, that at one time Bill Clinton stood behind the podium many times in front of Congress and said, we need more Border Patrol guards and we need to have more deportations. Obama said it too. At one point, that was a Democrat talking point. But now, of course, the Democrat Party has been taken over by a bunch of kooks and leftist lunatics, which is why I say they're going the way of the Whig Party.
Yeah, Peter.
President Trump in Alvarado, Texas, a few days ago, 10 people wearing all black allegedly set off fireworks outside an ICE office to lure the officers out so they could ambush them, shoot at them. They had guns and vests and two-way radios. Do you think that this was an isolated incident, or do you think there's a national threat of a left-wing militia that is targeting ICE and CBP?
Well, I think you have some very stupid people in the left who have some money that are making it available to these people, because you look at the guns they had, they were brand new. You look at even the clothing they were wearing, it looked like it just came out of some military shop. So you have some very stupid people that, if anything ever happened, they'd be the first to go. They don't understand that. They'd be the first to go. They'd be the first ones hit. But they are, there is money being put behind people. When you look at the weapons they have, the newness of the weapons, rifles that just came out and they have the latest model. So there's something going on, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
And what do you think the penalty should be?
We heard the penalty question. So then he brought up John Fetterman, and he read the tweet from John Fetterman. And he had to read it twice, actually, because it's hard to believe it's a Democrat saying this. But, you know, Fetterman knows which side of the issue he's got to be on here in Pennsylvania. He's not stupid, as I've said to you many times.
What would you think if I read you a quote from a lawmaker who says about ICE, to abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that is inappropriate and outrageous? And I told you that that was Democrat John Fetterman.
Well, it's by the way, I assume when you read that, because you paused in the middle, you're going to have to read that again without the pause. Could you read that again, please?
To abolish it, to treat them as criminals or anything that's inappropriate and outrageous.
So he's saying that to treat the people that did the shooting is...
To treat ICE officers.
Oh, okay, good. Because the way you read it, it really was the opposite. But that's okay. That's all right. I think that's what he meant. No, the new John Fetterman is exactly what you said. He's right. He's right. And we have to protect our police officers, and we will. And we have been. If you saw the stats released by the FBI the other day, the murder rate's way down, the lowest it's been in a long time. And that took place over the last 6 months. For the last 6 months, murder, it's a hell of a subject to have to talk about, but murder is way down at almost getting to be modern day records. So that's despite the fact that we have a lot of people that came into the country that shouldn't be here.
I think too that the question of whether or not, you know, you have a situation here with these lunatics who are trying everything. I mean, everything they possibly can to stir the pot and to just try to make Trump to be the devil, the horrible human being, and to try to do this to him all the time. Well, I think that what you see is a Democrat Party that is so desperate to cling on to relevancy in some way, shape, or form. And when I say they're going the way of the Whigs, and they've lost coalition after coalition, who's the coalition that still backs the Democrat Party? It's the extreme left. As to the point the president makes about people who are funding this, no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that there is a concerted effort by people who are out there, who are turning around, and they are paying people to be agitators. Paying people to be agitators, to try to cause problems, to try to cause violence. You know it, and I know it. There's no question about it. Now, Jessica Tarlov from the Fox, from Fox News, from The Five, said this yesterday regarding the ICE agents, and I want to refute it. I'd love to refute it on the show, but I wasn't invited on. But anyway, this is what she said with Martha McCallum.
They need to cooperate with ICE to hand over people who have been convicted of something. I'm not talking about crossing the border as something that is convictable. I'm saying that if you commit a crime, once you are on U.S. soil, you should be turned over to ICE. And I think that's an easy exchange. And that's what people voted for in November. And you would have a much stronger case against the overreach that we're seeing in terms of what ICE is doing now that is not commensurate with what the American public wants. They didn't vote for people to show up at Home Depots. They didn't vote for people to show up at immigration courts. They didn't vote for the fact that there's new data out from Cato that 65% of the people that ICE has taken into custody have had no convictions.
Okay. Let's understand something right now. It was clarified by Tom Homan and that group that if there's an operation at Home Depot, if there's an operation at a park, like that park in Los Angeles, for example, that Karen Bass, the mayor, was freaking out about, that park is overloaded with drugs and criminals. law enforcement's going to show up at places if there happens to be a bad person there. I went to Home Depot and Lowe's. I must have been back and forth. I typically go to the local hardware store in my town. It's the owners are wonderful people. But I'm saying, like, where the Home Depot and the Lowe's are in my area, they're by all these big shopping centers. I haven't seen a freaking Border Patrol agent at the customs official. I haven't seen any ICE raids. I haven't seen it. Have you seen that? Now, I was told recently that a pizzeria in Tupper Lake, New York, where my wife is from, when I was up there, closed because they said there was an ICE raid recently and the workers got scared and they all left. And so the pizzeria shut down. Now, first of all, I don't believe that for so many reasons. But number two, I think that the idea that you can't hire Americans to work at a pizza place, like that's the job I did in high school. This notion that if we have crackdowns on immigration, that we're not going to be able to have like local pizza joints running. My guess is the place is probably just not making money. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe they owed taxes. The pizzeria that I worked for back when I was a kid, when I was in high school, it was owned by these two Italians, Danny and Mario. They were brothers. And one day, they just closed up shop and left because they owed the IRS all this money and they fled back to Italy. I'm not saying, I don't know the details of this pizza place, but the notion that, okay, there was an ICE raid and the workers got scared and now they won't show up to work. And what, they can't hire any local people in that area to work at a pizzeria? College kids and high school kids? I mean, it's the summertime. I just have a hard time buying that. And I think that this is part of, again, this fear notion. It's, oh my God, ICE officers on horseback going through a park. And what? Did they do anything to hurt anybody? Well, it's a force of intimidation. Everything about law enforcement is intimidating. From the guns they carry to the police cars that have lights and sirens and the ability to pull you over and the handcuffs and the tasers and the batons. Like, is this a new thing that we just woke up to? The fact that law enforcement is intimidating? It's intimidating on purpose. The goal is to intimidate bad people to surrender and to keep people in line so that they don't get out of line if they're bad people. But they don't walk around intimidating citizens and people who are minding their own business. In the left's mind, they do. In the left's mind, they do. They walk around all the time intimidating us to what? Not send mean tweets? To not post? I mean, because if that's the case, they're doing a terrible job. Because all I see on social media are people attacking Trump for being Hitler. So they're doing a terrible job of intimidation. It's so silly. It really is. It's so silly. Hey, listen, Bob's Little Sports Shop. Now, this is great. Bob's Little Sports Shop, my friends over there, they have, I mean, this is so cool. You can book your next office, bachelor, bachelorette, private parties at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey. I mean, how cool is that? A bachelorette party at a gun range. I mean, come on, right? That's what I'm talking about. Bob's offers both men and women trained instructors, private and closed events, which can host up to 30 people. You can book a smaller group, 10 or less, during business hours and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. Just call Bob's for pricing and details. Of course, no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. Bob's also offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearm shooting. Cleaning guns, that's important. Maintenance, obviously. Let Bob's be your go-to place for all things firearms. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards not required for anyone attending these events. No previous experience is necessary either. Just go and have fun. Bob's also hosts women and co-ed shooting events throughout the year for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about proper firearm ownership. Find out more about bobslittlesportshop.com. BobsLittleSportsShop.com or give them a buzz at 856-881-7575. Bob's Little Sports Shop, my place, my go-to, and hey, your next place for that lifetime event. I mean, how cool is that? A bachelor party at a gun range? Yeah. No, it sounds fun. It really does. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So these people do deserve to be in jail, in my opinion, if... of course, the facts prove what I think they're going to prove, which is that James Comey and John Brennan are two of the biggest liars in the world. John Brennan, the former CIA director, along with James Clapper, lied to Congress on multiple occasions. But this whole issue of the CIA, their involvement in the Russia collusion, their attempts to bring President Donald Trump's presidency down to the ground, to destroy it. That's literally what happened. And John Brennan and James Comey may have been behind this. And now there's an investigation into this launched by the Department of Justice. The president was asked about that earlier today by Peter Ducey.
James Comey and John Brennan now under criminal investigation related to the Trump-Russia probe. Do you want to see these two guys behind bars?
Well, I know nothing about it other than what I read today, but I will tell you, I think they're very dishonest people. I think they're crooked as hell, and maybe they have to pay a price for that. I believe they are truly bad people and dishonest people, so whatever happens, happens.
They are truly dishonest and bad people, no doubt about it. Greg Jarrett, with a great piece about this over at FoxNews.com, he wrote an op-ed about this, and I read it earlier today, and I really think he did a great job breaking it down, because the CIA report makes it clear President Trump was framed. The top spy chiefs pushed the discredited Steele dossier despite internal warnings from Russia experts. That's what's coming out about all this. So this blockbuster report comes out about it. I'm sure you guys talked about it yesterday. The CIA belatedly exposed the rank corruption among top intelligence officials who connived to frame President Donald Trump and drive him from office during his first term. By the way, you know, I took a few days off, Thursday and Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday. So I didn't take a full week off. It's Wednesday. I'm back. My wife and kids are still up in Tupper Lake, New York. They're having a nice vacation. I came back because Claire has theater camp, and I mentioned this earlier in the show. She can't miss it. They're really, really strict about this stuff. So we left Monday, drove back, and then yesterday I went up to New York. I did America's Newsroom, but I had a wonderful daddy-daughter date with my daughter, Claire. It's rare, you know, you get to spend just time with just one of them. But we went out to dinner. I went to see Superman, 7 o'clock showing. I gave my thoughts on that earlier this hour, but basically the only problem that I really have with the movie is that they just said the S word too many times, because I know that when we go see it as a family, my wife's going to give me dirty looks the whole time, but, you know. My kids are pretty good about that, though. Like, I was the same way when I watched the movie. Oh, it's Papa Zioli's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Pop. Happy birthday, Papa Zioli. Gosh, almost forgot. Got it in right under the wire. Oof. But I was always pretty good about that. I could watch movies with my parents and not repeat curse words. They would just say, you can't say that. But all right, fine. You know, it's not like bad ones. There's no F-bombs or anything like that in the movie, but thank God. Anyway, so we had a nice daddy-daughter date, but I was only off for 4 days. It wasn't even a week. I was going to work Thursday, but I was supposed to do Laura Ingraham show Thursday. I got bumped. So anyway, it was fine. It's all good. I did Jimmy Fallon's show last week, too. My point is, I see the little snarky little comments. Like, somebody was like, I can't believe you take so, you're off. It was 4 days around the 4th of July. One of those days being the 4th of July when everybody was off. Anyway, back to this report. The pernicious lie was that Trump colluded with Russia to rig the 2016 presidential election in his favor. The principal piece of so-called evidence was a document that you know as the Steele dossier, put together by Christopher Steele, financed by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, conceived by a foreign agent with a checkered past in espionage, and then brokered to solicitous collaborators at the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice, and the Trump-hating media. The dossier was garbage, of course. The FBI largely debunked it before Trump was even sworn in and fired its author, Christopher Steele, for lying as a confidential human source. But the Bureau concealed those inconvenient facts under then-director James Comey and deftly exploited the document as a cudgel to bludgeon the newly elected president. Let's remember a couple things here, too. When John Brennan, as the CIA director, briefed President Barack Obama about this, and then it was leaked to the media. So the media reported that the CIA director briefed the president of the United States, CNN, briefed the president of the United States about the Steele dossier. What did that do? That gave it credibility, because obviously why would the CIA director be briefing the president if he did not believe that this was real? So that was staged. That was deliberately done by John Brennan, who's a liar. And don't forget, too, speaking of movies, and I know I've mentioned a few of them this hour, but the movie The Report, which is available on Amazon Prime, goes into great detail about the bipartisan committee on terrorism / enhanced interrogation, chaired by Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein at the time, and how John Brennan's CIA goons broke into the SCIF and stole all the documents. Brennan should have been in prison for that. Anyway, so they brief the president of the time, Obama. They make they give the dossier credibility. They made a movie about James Comey that starred the guy from Dumb and Dumber, not Jim Carrey, the other one. And he plays Comey as a hero who's trying to save America from this Russian infiltrated president. This was such a scam the entire time. Comey was aided and abetted, according to Greg Jarrett, by others in the intelligence community, including CIA Director John Brennan and the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. Now, I, for years, have been saying Clapper belongs in prison for lying to Congress when they asked the question, are we being spied on by our government? Are you spying on us? And he said no. And he said it under oath, and he lied, and Brennan lied under oath, too, and those guys should have been charged with lying to Congress. But they never were, of course. This malignant force of unelected officials plotted to smear Trump with what is surely the dirtiest trick in political history. Recently, current CIA Director John Ratcliffe declassified and released an internal agency review of the machinations that helped fuel the Russia hoax. In a statement posted on social media, Ratcliffe stated, quote, all the world can see now and see the truth. Brennan, Clapper, and Comey manipulated intelligence and silenced career professionals all to get Trump. Citing previously hidden records, the review concluded that Brennan, in particular, pushed for this phony dossier to be included in the intelligence community assessment to catalyze a false narrative against Trump. Senior CIA experts on Russia objected, but they were sidelined and silenced. One of them wrote a piece. His name is Brian Dean Wright. He wrote a piece saying, John Brennan was my boss at the CIA. He belongs in prison. Five key details emerge about how intelligence was allegedly manipulated to undermine Trump's presidency. And here's why. One, Brennan lied about the use of his discredited Steele dossier. He told the Wall Street Journal in January of 2017 he never read it and gave it no particular credence. He was lying. As his former staffers now admit, Brennan specifically pushed for the inclusion of the dossier in the ICA despite explicit warnings from his top operational and analytical management that the dossier didn't meet the most basic of tradecraft standards. Brennan said he didn't care. As we're now learning, he said he wanted it included because it would fit narrative consistency, aka Trump-Russia collusion, and that then FBI Director James Comey was demanding the same. That's shocking, he writes, because both Comey and Brennan's agencies had investigated the allegations in the fall of 2016 and found them to not be credible. But both Comey and Brennan still wanted it in, simply and clearly to destroy President Trump. Brennan manipulated who would write the ICA. As we're now learning, Brennan demanded that his agency take the lead in drafting the ICA, intentionally blocking out other intelligence agencies and the National Intelligence Council. As the new report confirms, the decision departed significantly from standard procedures for formal IC assessments. But why would Brennan do that, you ask? Well, this gentleman who worked for him says, as a former CIA officer, I know why. He wanted to control the authors, his employees, their assessment, any dissent, and their careers if they crossed him. Brennan interfered in the ICA's drafting. As the new report confirms, direct engagement in the ICA's development by the agency head, John Brennan, was highly unusual in both scope and intensity. This exceptional level of senior involvement likely influenced participants, altered normal review processes, and ultimately compromised analytic rigor. In other words, Brennan knew he could make or break the careers of his analysts, and so he did, ensuring that he got the exact ICA he wanted, which included the junk dossier and a single source intel report on fabricated Trump-Russia collusion. And Brennan rushed the completion of the ICA. As we're now learning, CIA analysts felt jammed by Brennan's timeline to produce the ICA by late December 2016, despite the fact that the election had concluded and the ICA was essentially a post-mortem analysis. The highly compressed timeline was atypical for an ICA, which ordinarily can take months to prepare, especially for assessments of such length, complexity, and political sensitivity. But Brennan didn't care. He wanted this ICA done by the time Trump got into office. And so Brennan and Comey spread the ICA far and wide to leak it. This new report by the CIA confirms that Brennan and Comey shared the ICA with more than 200 U.S. officials. That is unusually high for such a highly compartmented product. In other words, they briefed it to leak it to destroy Trump. In fact, that's what the New York Times suspected, too. As they asked their readers in January of 2017, why would Brennan and Comey have briefed and shared the discredited dossier to multiple people in Congress and the executive branch, virtually assuring it would be leaked? The answer? Brennan and Comey spread the ICA and the dossier far and wide to ensure it all leaked and would hobble Donald Trump and destroy his presidency. They and their fellow anti-Trumpers in the U.S. intelligence community intentionally tried to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump with a tightly controlled, scripted, rushed, and poorly sourced dossier and ICA. And in doing so, they tried to not just destroy President Trump, but also the Republic itself. And that's why this still matters. These men thought they knew what was best for America, and they didn't give a damn what voters like you and I thought. It was their country, not yours. And they were willing to act with their profound powers to destroy a politician they didn't like. That's why these men deserve to rot in prison along with anyone in the Obama White House or the Clinton campaign who colluded with them. This excellent piece written by Brian Dean Wright, who worked for John Brennan at the CIA. There you go. Have a great rest of your night. Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon is up next. Back tomorrow with you for a full show. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Instagram, Rich Zeoli Show. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.